From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Just 2 days after his stunning election victory, President-elect Donald Trump and his wife Melania came to the White House Thursday. Despite a long history of animosity between President Obama and Donald Trump, both were gracious in their remarks, pledging to work together for a smooth transition of power. VOA's White House correspondent Cindy Sain has more.
President Obama and President-elect Trump spoke much longer than scheduled at their first in-person meeting. Obama said their conversation was excellent.
And as I said last night, my number one priority in the coming 2 months is to try to facilitate a transition that ensures our president-elect is successful.
After criticizing President Obama in the past and questioning if he was born in the United States, Trump struck a different tone inside the White House.
So, Mr. President, it was a great honor being with you, and I look forward to being with you many, many more times in the future. Thank you, sir.
Some analysts wondered if Trump will soften his rhetoric now that he has won the election. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the White House.
Trump's victory has sparked protest in many American cities, including Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Denver, Minneapolis, and Baltimore. Protests turned violent in Portland, Oregon. Demonstrations against President-elect Donald Trump have even taken place in Texas, a state that traditionally supports Republicans. The humanitarian crisis deepens in Iraq. UN Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani said on Friday that Islamic State fighters have executed scores more people around Mosul this week and are reportedly stockpiling ammonia and sulfur, possibly for use as chemical weapons. This